Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano calls for a sunny day today. Some patchy clouds, low 50s, clear and frosty again tonight, lower 30s. Tomorrow, sun and some clouds, lower 50s. On Saturday, sunny 50 to 55. And Sunday, we'll have sun with increasing clouds, temperatures in the mid-50s. In a story in this morning's Republican American, after getting blocked for months in her effort to negotiate with the Board of Selectmen, a reopening of the Kent's Senior Center, Social Service Director Leah Pilaro has tendered her resignation. It was the day after First Selectman Gene Speck was reelected for another two-year term. Lowe said Wednesday that was a big factor in her decision to resign. She said her last day is January 14th to provide Selectmen enough time to advertise and hire her replacement. Another note from Region 1, more positive coronavirus cases in Kent. A Kent Center School elementary student tested positive for COVID-19. He had not been in the school building since Tuesday and has not been in close contact with any of the students or teachers. In North Canaan, a North Canaan Elementary School middle student is presumed positive for coronavirus. That individual is related to a family member that they told you about on Monday and was last in the building on October 29th. All family members will remain at home in quarantine. And in Sharon, the family members of a Sharon Center School Elementary School student have tested positive for coronavirus. Those members have never been in the building and have no close contact inside the school. The affected individuals remain at home in isolation and quarantine. In a story in the Lakeville Journal, in Sharon, asking for greater transparency in the planning process guiding the Sharon Land Trust planned conservation easement on acreage on Dawn Hill Road and plans to create a hiking trail there. River Road residents attended the Board of Selectmen meeting to voice their concerns directly to the town and representatives of the Land Trust. Residents were already concerned about an overflow of cars parked along River Road, with visitors there to enjoy the Housatonic River and the Appalachian Trail. The increased numbers of visitors meant that cars have been blocking driveways along River Road. Throughout the last week of October, the Northeast Weavertuck Central School District was notified of three new positive COVID-19 cases within the district. Though unable to confirm specifically what days the cases were reported, the superintendent said all three cases involved students, two of which were reported at Eugene Brooks Intermediate School and one which was reported at Weavertuck High School. All contact traces was completed for the three cases. In a letter to the Weavertuck families and staff on last Friday, which is addressed online at weavertuckschools.org, explain the new cases may or may not be a sign of an uptick in cases in the district. Community Shred drive-through days took place during 3 months of May through October at select branches of Salisbury Bank throughout the tri-state region, including a free shred service as part of the bank's commitment to help fight against identity theft. In total, approximately 49,800 pounds of paper was shredded and recycled, saving roughly 430 trees and 77 cubic yards of landfill. Bank volunteers also collected over 1,200 non-perishable food and household items, which were donated to food pantries in the communities that they served. A mobile FEMA assistance site is coming to Dutchess County beginning today. There'll be three eventually. The first of the three mobile centers will be at Wappinger Town Hall, 20 Middlebush Road, and that will be open today through Saturday. Julianne Boyd has announced her retirement from Barrington Stage Company. She's the co-founder and artistic director of the stage company. She announced she intends to retire next fall at the end of the Performing Arts Company 2022 season. Her announcement came on the heels of the departure of Mandy Greenfield, who resigned in October as executive director of the Williamstown Theater Festival. Today, Salisbury at 10 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee at 7 o'clock, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee Community Support Subgroup Committee meeting with a special meeting. The Board of Finance and Sharon will meet today at 4:30. Sharon Park and Recreation at 6:15. The Ameniatown Board meets at 7 p.m. Ancrum, New York Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Green Team of the Congregational Church in Salisbury will sponsor a roundtable discussion about moving forward net zero energy consumption, that on Saturday at the 10 a.m. time, in support of the Global Day of Climate Justice. The Kent Club Craft Fair fundraiser is Saturday from 10 till 3 at the Copaic Community The Knit Club Craft Fair fundraiser Saturday, November 6th from 10 till 3 at the Copec Community Building. Knitted, crocheted, quilted items for family and home. No lunch or baked goods. A Save the Sharon Hospital rally will be held on Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Sharontown Green, where they're asking you to show up and voice your opposition to proposed cuts and closures at the hospital. Petitions will be available to sign, and elected officials from out the tri-state region and families will speak at that event. Art show and sale at the Tabor Wing, Town of Dover Historical Society, on Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Tabor Wing House on Route 22 in Dover Plains. Wine and cheese will be served. Admission is free. Our business brief, underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, they've got a new tapas menu, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 36,157.58, the NASDAQ at 15,811.58, and the S&P 500 at 4660.57. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.